WPRN Public Radio is supported by the Built on Dreams Media Network and from listeners like you. Thank you.
Homicides and other violent crimes are increasing in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Gun violence played a significant role in the city's escalating murder rates, with a shocking 35% increase in homicide cases in 2023. This surge marks the deadliest year Washington, D.C. has encountered since 1997, drawing widespread national concern over the city's battle against crimes involving firearms. This uptrend in violent offenses sets the capital apart from other major American cities, such as Los Angeles, Houston, Philadelphia, Chicago, and New York City, which have reported a decline in killings during the same period. With 216 homicides recorded, Washington, D.C.'s criminal landscape in 2023 surpassed the highest yearly totals observed between 2004 to 2020, highlighting a distressing anomaly in its struggle against violent crime. This divergence emphasizes the unique and pressing challenges faced by the city in its efforts to address and mitigate violent criminal activities. The alarming surge in violent crime within Washington, D.C. is a complex phenomenon. Driven by a multitude of factors that intertwine societal, economic, and systemic issues, taking part youth in violent crimes, including carjackings, has emerged as a significant concern. This trend is further exacerbated by the easy access they have to firearms, illustrating a broader issue of gun control and societal safety. Such involvement not only disrupts the lives of these young individuals, but also places an immense strain on the community at large, fostering a climate of fear and instability. Deep-rooted structural problems in the city have contributed to the surge in crime rates. Racial inequality and gentrification both play significant roles in displacing Black communities and exacerbating poverty levels. These advancements have not only changed the city's social dynamics, but also led to field detachment and marginalization among the affected groups. Socioeconomic inequalities pave the way for crime and violence to thrive. Fluctuating leadership and insufficient investment in violence prevention programs have impaired the city's ability to address underlying issues in law enforcement agencies. This situation highlights a critical need for a sustained and holistic approach to crime prevention that addresses the socioeconomic roots of violence, ensuring safety and stability for all D.C. residents. Because of the surging violent crime rates in Washington, D.C., the increase in homicides and shootings, the city's residents have lost confidence in law enforcement's ability to protect them, which has had a profound impact. Amidst the anguish of victims' families, who often feel neglected while seeking justice for their loved ones, the public safety crisis worsens. Not only has the low rate of solving such crimes left families without closure, but it has also fostered fear and uncertainty in the community. Families are being left without closure because of the Metropolitan Police Department's shortage of 500 officers, causing fear and uncertainty in the community. With a shortage of officers, the Metropolitan Police Department is confronting a critical challenge that compels them to make tough decisions regarding resource allocation. City officials, community leaders, and residents engage in a debate sparked by the challenge of balancing enhanced security. To address the scarcity, it is crucial to recruit and keep law enforcement officers in order to improve public safety and foster community trust. Reducing violent crime in Washington, D.C. encompasses intricate challenges that extend beyond the immediate effects of the acts. With a significant deficit of 500 officers, the city's law enforcement hub, the Metropolitan Police Department, is struggling. This deficit burdens the existing workforce, leading to hard decisions about resource distribution. As a result, areas with increasing violent crime rates may not receive the attention, impacting crime prevention efforts. The city is experiencing a rise in crime rates reminiscent of the alarming levels of violence seen in the 1980s and 1990s. This shortage emphasizes the pressing need for focused actions to protect youth and discourage criminal behavior, as teenagers often become both victims and perpetrators in these incidents. The alarming rise in violent crime within Washington, D.C. serves as a stark mirror, reflecting deep-seated societal issues that extend far beyond the city's borders. This crisis underscores the intricate web of economic instability, systemic inequality, and social unrest that plagues many American cities today. In D.C., these broader challenges manifest as racial disparities and gentrification, which not only displace long-standing communities, but also exacerbate poverty and social division. Such conditions serve as fertile ground for crime, pointing to needing addressing these societal challenges as part of any effective crime reduction strategy. Initiatives that focus on community engagement and police reform are critical, but they must be part of a larger, multifaceted approach that tackles the root causes of violence, including economic disparity and access to firearms.